We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Journal of Medical Ethics, Lee,
okay,
just published a paper advocating for the removal of children by Child Protective Services throughout the land, throughout America. Should parents refuse to identify with the gender their child has chosen, or should parents refuse to go along with gender transition treatments? The point, the goal of the paper, written by several plastic surgeons. Strangely, I didn't know that plastic surgery made you an expert on gender dysphoria, but whatever. The goal of the paper...
Well, it makes you profit from it.
Yeah, I know, really. What the heck? The goal of the paper, anyway, they say, is to provide at the three legal bases that lawyers, you know, and child welfare agencies can use in court to justify the removal of the child from the house.
That's absolute lunacy.
Yeah.
Absolute lunacy.
The authors discuss three potential avenues for providing gender-affirming care over parental disagreement. Legal carve-outs to get around parental consent. Even if, of course, the child involved is obviously a minor. And there's a reason I'm bringing this up. You need to be very careful which doctor you take your child to.
Yeah.
That this is a thing now. You got to be really careful who you take and what that child says to that doctor. Because what they're advocating here for in particular is for doctors and medical professionals to report parents who aren't going along with the program. That's one of the things that they report. They say the child's autonomy outweighs the parent's rights. Even though the child is not legally considered old enough to vote, drink alcohol, or be considered responsible for himself or herself.
But that child's autonomy only starts after they have exited the womb and been around for a while, apparently, because that child's autonomy has absolutely no bearing when it comes to abortion concern, I guess.
No. I wonder at what age. I'd love to hear these liberals explain. When does the child get the autonomy?
Yeah.
Like at what moment precisely could you define for us?
Yeah, exactly. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Experimental drugs are gender affirming, they say. So the child's autonomy outweighs the parent's rights. Okay.
So you have drug-induced gender determination.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the routes that they're going down, they want to use potentially neglect. You know, if you don't treat your child wants these drugs or wants to transition, but you don't, then you could go the neglect route with the child. Here's the thing about this. Okay, let's go back to where did all this start? Because there's a lesson in this. This all grew out when you're talking about the child's right here. What are they basing this off of? This is what's so fascinating. The right to self-identity. Where did that come from? Never forget it. Day after the gay marriage ruling, mm-hmm. And I was freaking out. And I said the part of this that scares me is the part where Justice Kennedy, remember, invented the right to self-identity. Just literally invented it. And Jonathan Turley warned the right to self-identity would begin to compete with First Amendment rights. And Kennedy just imagined it and stuffed it into the gay marriage rule and didn't really actually have anything to do with gay marriage. It just basically said that if you self-identify as something, then others must affirm your identity or else. And that's where all this is coming from. This is the wedge that the left plans to use to get in between the parent and the child. So you better indoctrinate that child or we'll take them. And they're just using transgenders. This is just to build the legal basis, the idea that a parent doesn't teach or affirm or whatever on any issue, then we can go in and take the child.
You don't toe the party line, we'll send you to the re-education camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, that was exactly what that Bernie Sanders Field organizer said. Actually, we're going to send people to re-education camps. Before shooting them. While explaining that they didn't want to be as cruel as prior socialist regimes had been. So they're going to give folks a chance to come around to their point of view before they shoot them in the head on the beach. Which I thought was nice, instead of just, you know, shooting them in the head on the beach. I cannot believe Bernie Sanders had that scandal over the last 2 weeks and just won.
Yeah.
The New Hampshire. Excuse me for not being over it this morning. I cannot get past it. I can't let it go.
You know, when you can have Democrat supporters try to mow down Republicans who are trying to register folks to vote and it not even be considered a serious crime, like that guy in Florida that should be brought up on domestic terrorism charges, but, or manslaughter at the very least, attempted manslaughter. No.
No, so far it's just assault charges. And they've blacked out.
Assault is when I come push you or punch you.
Yeah, exactly.
Assault, it is attempted murder when you try to run people over with a van in the parking lot.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. I know that I've made a lot of this. It's one incident, one state. There's hundreds of millions of people who live in this country, and they're you know, for the most part, behaving. That's not my point. The thing is, when this stuff starts to happen around the edges, and it's not called out and condemned forcefully, or at all, really, in this case, by the Democrat Party, that's how it spreads and becomes okay. I mean, people go online, they see what happened to people like this. They've got rage issues, maybe a little unstable. And guess what? Now, before you know it, this becomes commonplace. You want to know how we ended up with Kristallnacht? This is how. Started with one or two and then three or four, and then it became, acceptable. And that's just really troubling. It's really, really, really troubling. Meanwhile, I mean, this is ridiculous. The U.S. Justice Department has to sue King County. Did you see this? In Washington. To force it to allow ICE deportation flights to leave from Boeing Field. Because, you know, a lot of these cities, it's like this in Charlotte, they own the airport, right? Yeah. So they're like, oh, you can't be shipping the illegals out there.
Good grief.
I know. It's
maybe we should encourage that Washington State secession movement.
Encourage
tell the folks
it, yeah.
From California to ship that a little north and see if you can work something out with them, too.
Meanwhile, though, on a positive note, these Trump numbers in New Hampshire really are staggering when you look at them. Yep. I mean, 120,000 votes in his primary where he was unopposed. He was opposed, but not, I mean, nominally.
Yeah, Bill
nominally
Weld,
opposed. Yeah, right.
Or William Weld, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I mean, 120,000 votes, and the best that had ever been done before that was Obama, 75,000 votes. And this is in an incumbent year, basically. I mean, that's unbelievable. Beat the vote totals in the New Hampshire primary for every president for the past four decades.
And then you have Trump having his rally in a contested primary that's really uncontested because there's not any support, very little support for anybody other than him within the party. And the overflow crowd is greater than the crowds of the combined Democrat candidates.
I know.
Are pulling in. You know,
that was the overflow crowd for the overflow crowd.
I'm with you. I do not want to get overconfident. This is not a shoe-in. This is not over, but it's doable. Because you look at the support that the president is getting wherever he goes. New Hampshire, for crying out loud.
Do you know how close it was between Hillary and Trump in New Hampshire?
Yeah, it was like just a
2,700 votes. That was it. So Hillary won New Hampshire, got all four of the electoral votes with 47.62%. Trump got 47.25%. Yeah, so I mean, every bit here, you know, it counts. It really matters. And here's the thing. This is what scares me, okay? When you look at the floor for votes, right, and what it is for Republicans and what it is for Democrats, most votes ever gotten by a Republican, 62.9 million by Trump in 2016. Bush did 62 million in 2004. McCain did 59.9 million in 2008. Romney, 60.9. Okay. What did Democrats get for showing up, right? Drunk. Okay, what do they get for that? They get 65 million votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get 62.9. I mean, so you look at Obama, 69.49 million. God help us if that shows up.
That's why the Electoral College matters.
That's why it matters. Okay, Obama in 2008 did 69.49 votes, highest ever. Highest total ever in a presidential race. It was impressive. Obama in 2012 fell off a little bit, 65.9 million. How'd Hillary do? 65.8. I mean, Hillary literally didn't show up in some states, right?
Right.
That's the base vote, right? Here's my fear, Lee, and this is why I every day, like, you know, just broken record, I'm going to be like, don't get confident, because I'm telling you what, if that 69.49 comes out, Trump's done.
Yeah, the Republic is over.
We're done. We're finished. And, you know, again, Trump 2016 hits the high water mark of 62.9 million. Obama breezed to 69.49. It's out there. It's come out before. Mm-hmm. We lost the midterms, folks. I'm here to slap you across the face. We lost the midterms. That was in 2018. And that was with a record Republican surge. There are a lot more of them than there are of us. I want to remind you something else. We lost the popular vote to Hillary. We lost it by 2 million votes. Yep. Thank God they were in the right places, or the wrong places, however you want to put that, right? If that Obama surge comes back, we are screwed. And I don't know any other way to put it. You want to assign, Lee, of how, of the reality of this, okay? Because Trump's not going to tell you this, but you can watch what he's doing. Do you see the Democrats actively trying to recruit Republicans, bring them over? They're not.
No.
No, they're blowing them off. They're telling white, you know, white guys to go pound sand. We don't need you. They don't care. They truly don't need them. Right? What is Trump focusing on? You can look at his big Super Bowl buy. That was super expensive. Black voters who are Democrats. Why? Because literally, we have to go after Democrats because there's nobody left for us. They can, you know, lounge around and go after, you know what I mean, independents. You know what I'm saying? We got to go into the blue. Into the blue voting history to find enough voters to counter, God forbid, the same surge Obama got in 2008. 2008, Lee.
Well, I think that's one reason that Republicans have got to find a way to reach minority voters.
There's no other way. I mean, this is Trump's Hail Mary pass, because here's the thing. I know it's looking in the New Hampshire primaries. I mean, the numbers are down for Democrats. They're not excited about their own candidates. But the unanswered question, and you're going to hear that on Fox News and how great of a night this was for Trump. It was. But the unanswered question, Lee, is maybe they're not that excited about their own candidates. All right. They didn't turn out too much. What will they do when Trump's on the ballot?
Right.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet. And so just to counter that kind of wave, I mean, good guy. That would mean Trump would need to find literally 6 million more voters?
6 million votes, yeah.
Do you know how hard that is?
That's a huge task.
That's almost undoable. So just, you know what? Every night in your prayers, remember that number, 69.49 million, Obama, 2008. And pray to God it doesn't happen. Because if it does, we're done. And that's why I'm telling you, Twitter account, get one. Facebook account, get one. Start working on it. Positive messages about Trump. Post them every day. Start volunteering. This is a war. And we, folks, going into this, we are the underdog. And I can prove it with math. Even Common Core math, Lee. Even that. You can see how hard this is going to be. Don't kid yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I don't mean to scare y'all. I don't. But when you look at the Trump high watermark, which it was, Obama in 2008 blew that away by 6 million votes. If that comes out, we are finished. He is finished. And There are simply more of them. So you can look at the momentum and go, wow, Trump's doing great and everything's fine and everything's good. No, you got to understand, a Democrat, you can spray paint Democrat on a rock. A crappy rock. An ugly rock. And it will get 65 million votes. So if you're Trump, there's nobody left. I mean, you're assuming a wave, a massive turnout, maybe a record-breaking turnout. And if the Democrats turned out like they did in 2008, 69.9 million, we're going to get crushed. We're going to get crushed. There's just not as many of us. And so that's why I have spent and will spend so much time telling you, we don't have this. I am sick and tired of getting texts from you. Well, I'm not worried about 2020. It's fine. We got to worry about 2024. No. It was great. It was very encouraging to see the enthusiasm on our side in New Hampshire and to see Trump absolutely sock it to the Democrats in terms of, I mean, record shattering 120,000 votes in a primary in that state. Again, Obama got 77,000 as an incumbent. Trump did 120. That's huge momentum on our side. So we got that. No, we don't. It's not as many of us. This is going to turn on the razor's edge. Don't kid yourself. Michael in Clemson is on the line. Hey, Michael.
Yes, ma'am. A quick question, and that is, do you ever feel like being a person at regular personality that some of the things, the ideas you express may influence the Democrats or the opposition get ideas from the Republicans, I guess, or conservatives? It worries me. My thought is that in the end, it's going to be Michelle Obama and Buttigieg as vice president, president, vice versa, whichever you want to say.
So you're saying, like, am I afraid Democrats would hear me and take my advice?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. If you listen to, I mean, they might, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if you listen to James Carville, right, who truly is a great electoral mind. I mean, he is. I don't agree with anything that comes out of his twisted head, but his strategies, right? They know what these numbers look like. They know everything I just told you. That is like electoral politics 101. And Michael, when you see the way that they have acted. You got a lot of background noise. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute because it's going to sound weird to people in the car. When you see the way they've acted in recent years, okay, the absolute brazenness of the coups, the law breaking, the profound law breaking by the Democrats, just callous, brazen, no fear. It's because of that number, 65 million. Paint Democrat on a rock, and that's what will come out and vote for it. You get them a little excited, like Obama did, 70 million. Will show up at the polls. Most we've ever turned out was Trump's total, about 62 million. About 62 million. This is why Trump is trolling for black voters. There's literally nobody else to get. He's got to go for their base, the low-hanging fruit in their base. I think black voters are highly persuadable. I think their natural home is in the Republican Party. But Trump's not going after black voters because he's so strong. He feels like, well, I got everybody else in the bag. I'll be fine. No, he needs them. He needs them because if we see a 6 million vote higher tsunami like Obama turned out in 08, it's all over. It's done. And when they take office, you think they were bold this time? I mean, they had already begun the persecutions using the IRS. They had no fear. Did not care because of those numbers. This is still going to be a gutter fight. And when it's all over, both sides will be completely covered in blood, and you won't even be able to tell who won, rhetorically. I'm not like Nancy Pelosi. Don't punch anyone, please. Please don't run them over with your car. Please don't do that. We don't do that. That's how this is going to come down to the wire, folks. So again, if you're not out there on social media, you're not volunteering, you're not writing the checks, you're not in the game. You've already chosen defeat. All right, Lee, new survey. Majority of Americans would not support a socialist candidate.
I would hope not.
Yeah, me too.
But
it's a Gallup poll.
If you're voting Democrat, you are.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I'm afraid people don't realize they're all socialists. They all are. I mean, you go issue by issue, that's what they are. I mean, again, when you look at, okay, what issue swept the Socialist Party into power in Venezuela? And we all know how that ended, right?
Yes.
Socialized health care. Socialized health care. It was the Democrats' priorities exactly. Socialized health care and let's take the guns to fight crime. Identical. They could have photocopied it, Xeroxed it, as Bloomberg said. From the, yes, from the, they prefer Xerox. From Venezuela, from Chavez's party. And look now, they have no health care, very little food, and no freedom.
That really dates Bloomberg, too, to say you Xerox something.
That's, I know.
Just.
There's like, you know, millennials running around going, was that like Clorox?
Yeah.
No. No, it's not. It's not. Hey, I got another stat. I just want to run by you here because, okay. Again, there's so much cheering today about how great Trump did in New Hampshire and all that kind of stuff. But I don't want people to get carried away. I just talked about how, you know, if God forbid that wave that showed up for Obama shows up in 08, we cannot counter it.
Mm-hmm.
We do not physically have the bodies to counter it. You know what I mean? If we're out there at max massive turnout, we can't counter that. We can't. I mean, the ceiling that's been established for Republican votes is Trump 2016, 62.9 million. You look at Obama 2012, 65.9 million came out for him. So that's the second year, not as, you know, second race, not as exciting. Hillary did 65.8. And let's face it, she didn't even try. I mean, she went to Ohio and made people cry. She didn't bother to go to Wisconsin. I mean, she blew the whole thing off, basically. 65.8 million votes for Hillary. So that's what you get. 65.8 million is the base for merely painting Democrat on a rock. You know, it doesn't even have to be human. I mean, that's what we're looking at. That has consistently been shown, right? So, all these people running around going, we got this in the bag. The Democrats are a mess. No, they don't. They'll vote for a rock with Democrat painted on it. Okay, but so here's what my fear is.
Brings a whole new meaning to the term. Rock the vote.
Rock the vote. Yes, literally, rock the vote. Okay, so here's my fear. It's all these people are beginning to you know, oh, Trump's got momentum. Trump's gonna, he's going to rock this. He's got this. Man, he's got it in the bag. Okay, and here's a problem with that. The reason that Trump won was he expanded the base last time. Here's from Reuters. This is after the election. It's November 8th, 2016. Okay, how did Trump win? Because some 15% of Americans who cast ballots said it was their first time voting in a presidential election. Up from 9% of voters who said so in 2012. I mean, he literally went created new voters who hadn't voted in decades. I mean, Presley Stutz had the stats on South Carolina. 40,000 in that election, 40,000 people who had never voted before or who hadn't voted in over two decades or overvoted in that election.
It's that magic wand he's
got. These are the people who just normally are not getting off the couch. And if they get the idea that Trump's got this in the bag, they're not getting off the couch. I mean, I'm not convinced we get back to what we did in the last election.
Yeah.
Where he had to create new voters in that one. He needs all of them to come out, and we need to create a few million more. That's a tall order. A really tall order, and that doesn't even get into the voter fraud that you must fully expect to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Renee, so in other words, y'all don't think we got this because we don't. You need to be volunteering and donating and all that. You need to be on social media. Renee in Greenville. Good morning, Renee.
Hey, Tara. You spoke about the high mark that Obama placed the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all of us prior to Trump, mm-hmm. have been in a state of confusion as far as politics. We could all hear politicians, state of the unions, presidents, and it didn't quite make sense because they were not real. Trump has become the landmark of reality as far as what he says and how he says it. This will be my first time I vote. And
cool.
I have other people that were my children and others that are going to vote for the first time, brothers. And we're all going for Trump simply because the guy is, he's not perfect, as we all know, but he's real. What he says, it's easy to understand. So if he created a big a new voting group before, I think, and that was just with promises, not with actual changes that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
I think the growth, we will all be very surprised on the growth of credibility that Trump has created. So I'm going to have to disagree with you. Of course, if people don't come out and vote, that can be hard. But I think all of us are very thrilled and excited to cast a vote for a real person that is doing real things. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And I hope that you're right, Renee. And what I've been dealing with today is not feelings. It's math. And while there are a lot of people that I know, and thank you for your phone call, Renee, there are a lot of people that I know will feel like you. The bottom line is there's a lot more of them. That's just the math. It's just what the high watermark is. And, you know, very encouraging for me, Lee, to see the Democrats lagging enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But will we see that when Trump's on the ballot?
Long
you know what I mean?
Way to go.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what they're going to do when they've got a chance to vote for Trump. They may not be too excited about their own guys, but how excited will they be if their vote is against Trump? That's the question.
And we have no idea what the next fake news or October surprise
is
going to
be. Devastating. Yeah. And I guarantee, I'll tell you, it'll go something like this. I already know. Because we know the Mueller, you know, we know the Mueller investigation was moved to the Southern District of New York DOJ office. We know they have subpoena power. We know they're inside of Trump Towers. They have the most formidable election research machine ever built because they've got subpoenas. And I guarantee you it'll come out of Trump's businesses. It'll be something along the lines of tax fraud, something like that they will accuse him of. That's what they're doing. The FBI and the DOJ are studiously at work in the Southern District. Count on it. Coming up with the October surprise. Again, that's where it'll come from. I'd bet the contents of my 401k double or nothing. You know, we had a hint of that the other day, by the way, from Adam Schiff, who said that his next investigations were going to come out of the, you know, like the Trump companies, out of the Trump, you know, whatever. Well, that's where he's getting it from. The Mueller investigation, which officially was shut down, but actually was moved to the Southern District so they could terrorize him in court there. So this thing ain't over, not by a long shot. Okay, let's jump. Oh, my, 38 new texts. I have fallen behind. I'm sorry about that. Text to Renee Santara. I'm with Renee, the caller. I'm so excited to vote that I already asked for Election Day off from work. Cool. That's awesome. Text to writes, I hear you're worried about turnout, but did you not say that 24% of the Trump rally were Democrats? Is that not what got him into office in the first place? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. But again, it's not about if you know how well Trump's doing or how well there are so many fewer of us. If that Obama crush wave comes back out from 2008, almost 70 million votes, we can't counter that. Trump can't counter that. And it won't be about whether Trump was a good guy or not, or whether he was repudiated or not. It'll be about whether they got off the couch. And again, the best sign of that is that Trump is going furiously after Black Democrat voters. I mean, that is a key constituency of the Democrats. That is a hard group to get. Nobody's ever done it. That's why Republicans haven't spent a lot of money on it. They think it's hopeless. Yet he's going after them. Why? There aren't any other directions in which to expand this party. So it's not a matter of how Trump's doing and how you feel about what Trump's doing. That doesn't matter. What matters is if they get off the couch. I mean, so if we come out at max wave, which we did in the 2018 midterms for a midterm. That was a wave year for Republicans. Massive crushing numbers. We lost. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm trying to motivate you. We lost. If you'll note, the Democrats control Congress. We don't. We control the House anyway. Yeah, they had a wave year too. When they have a wave year and we have a wave year, we lose. And so that's why I need you online. That's why I need you to fire up that Twitter account. And thank you, by the way, many of you are following me and I'm seeing you and I'm seeing the launch date of your accounts, you know, February 2020, January 2020. Good. Thank you. Because you can reach people I can't. And again, the people you're not going to become an internet star. You're not going to fight the Democrat trolls. They're hateful. They're out there. Ignore them. You're not going to persuade them. We don't care about them. But the people you can persuade are people in swing states. And they will be reached by what you do. These are family members, old friends, people like that, people who cannot easily refuse your friend request. And you're going to go out there and you're not going to be obnoxious. You're not going to you know, revel in Democrat defeat. You're going to educate about Trump. You're going to share positive stuff. I've got stuff all every day. I've got it on my Twitter account. You can go get it. I've got it on my Facebook account. You can find some on the 106.3 WORD account. Please, you need to be doing this. And, you know, you may only get one or two likes on your Facebook post, but look at the numbers. Might say 100 people saw it. A lot of people who see stuff on social media will never share it. They'll never comment on it. It may be the only time they see it is because of you. And you need to fight and you need to post every single day. Again, if you're not doing this, you're not in the game. And as hard as Trump has fought for you, it would be a darn shame if you didn't fight as hard for him as he did for you. And I guarantee there's not a one of us who've done as much as that man. And that means, again, taking out the checkbook, writing a check big enough that it hurts to the Trump campaign. Please don't send it to the RNC. Send it to the Trump campaign. You need to do that. Again, you need to be driving up to North Carolina to volunteer. I know I'm like a broken record. I'm going to drive you nuts till the election. By the way, you know what's interesting? That stat from that Reuters article. Some 15% of Americans who cast ballots on Tuesday, this is from 2016, were first-time voters. Do you know when they decided between Trump and Hillary? That's just hilarious. The week before the election. The week before the election. The poll of nearly 35,000 people, Reuters reports, also showed that 13% of voters had waited until the final week of the presidential race to make up their mind between the candidates. What? God, I can't tell the difference between Hillary and Trump. Are you kidding me? This is who you're after. And you'll never know when they saw your post. This is who you're after. And you hit him again and again and again and again. And you're showing this stuff to friends and friends of friends. Throw up some cat videos or whatever while you're at it. Sports, whatever you like. I don't care. So you're not just that annoying political guy. Throw up one of those a few times. I'm not asking you for a lot. Come on. I got three kids, a crazy job. My life is a nightmare. I'm always tired. And I'm out there posting day in and day out and day in and day out. And by the time it came to the wire for the election, it wasn't even about me anymore. It was every hour on the hour. If I was awake, I was posting. A lot of you saw that. Just trying to persuade, trying to persuade, trying to persuade. It's going to take all of us. That's what it's going to take. And it still, folks, may not be enough, but we don't know. And that's why we have to do it. I just every day, I mean, I'm seeing people and I'm seeing thought leaders too. Like, wow, look at Trump's got this. Look at all these great numbers for Republicans. Yeah, but there's more of them than us. There's more of them than us. So we're fired up. That's good. But even at max fired up, if they're truly max fired up, we lose. We lose. So you got to be out there. And you know, you got to get a little uncomfortable. You got to get a little uncomfortable. Got to have conversations at work. You got to have conversations at places you don't want to have conversations. You need to stick your nose in it. You can't look neutral. You can't be neutral. Got to be positive, though. Got to be positive. Got to sell the good Trump news. Because I'm telling you, people don't know the good Trump news. A lot of people don't. You got to tell them. It's your job. All right. Enough of a lecture for me. I'm not going to be on this tomorrow, but it's where my mind is right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.